Hello, 96 Questions fans. Today, we're going to find out who the smartest and not smartest players are in the locker room. What guy in here do you think...
Hello, B-Rob. How you doing today?
What guy in here do you think probably had the lowest score on the Wunderlich test?
The lowest score on the Wunderlich test. I'm going to have to go with Tom Johnson.
Why Tom?
Because he's always screwing up mental errors, misassignments, always need to know where the call's going. Tom Johnson, he just seemed not so bright to me. He struggles. Sometimes I question his IQ. You know, does he have football intelligence, FBI, what we call it? I struggle sometimes, but you know, he found a way to be in the league for 8 years, and it's a very sad thing to see, but he plays at a high level. I don't know how you play at a high level, but you have bad football intelligence. So that's my answer.
That's called going ham on somebody, ladies and gentlemen. What guy in here do you think had the highest score?
The highest score? I'm going to have to go with Brian Robertson. He's a very intelligent guy, a very God-fearing man, very intelligent. He's very smart on the football field. He has football intelligence. This is going on his 11th season. So I would say B-Rob. You know, he's a smart guy. He carries himself well. He has very good confidence, and he's very bright. So I'm going to go with Brian Robertson.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done alone?
Huh.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
What guy in this locker room do you think probably had the lowest score on the Wunderlich test?
Lowest score on the Wunderlich. It had to be defensive linemen. You know, they aren't that bright. Not necessarily DNs, D tackles. Like when we took the Wunderlich test, they said the average range of D tackles, they only need to score like a 16. And they'd be, like, smart to play that position. So I just assume that has to be a D-tackle.
So what guy are you picking?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. Oh. You played some 3-6 before, right?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I do.
Oh, well, I think you, like are in the middle. You know, like, kind of like... Like, just kind of split in the middle. Like, you probably had a good score.
You do realize I'm more like the quarterback of the defense, right?
Hey, well, I mean, that's my answer, you know? It's unknown. It's unknown. I don't know.
All right, what guy in here do you think probably had the highest Wunderlich score?
Maybe Shamar.
Why Shamar?
Because the way, if you talk to Shamar, the way he speaks, like, he seems like a very focused guy, and he seems like a sleeper. Just kind of his personality and the way he plays football, he's pretty smart in that sense.
Okay, so what guy had the lowest?
The guy that had the lowest, it's easily DB. So
why DB? Dylan Bradley, in case y'all don't know.
DB, so I came to that point. I came to that conclusion when yesterday we were talking about the word enunciate. And what did he say again?
Enunciate.
And that really took off some points.
He said, man, I know how to enunciate.
And I was really concerned. So, yeah, that's my vote.
Especially when you're talking about enunciating.
Yeah, that threw me off. That threw me off right there.
Jeremiah, what guy in this locker room do you think probably has the lowest Wunderlich score?
The lowest Wunderlich score. I'm going to have to go with probably Mackenzie Alexander.
Why Mackenzie Alexander?
He just doesn't seem like a good test taker. He seems like one of those guys that's like, I'm not very good at tests. I mean, smart guy, but he's just, you know those guys that are like, the tests scare me. I feel like the tests just maybe a little too much for him.
All right, what guy in here do you think probably had the highest Wunderlich score?
Sam Bradford.
Why Sam?
Because I've read that he pretty much had the perfect one. I think he got every question right.
Well, I feel like I think you just cheated the test.
I might have cheated a little bit.
But what's 6 times 6?
36.
If Billy has a blue ball and Amy has a red ball and they combine their balls together, what color is the ball?
Orange.
Nope.
Wrong. Dang it. Eric, what guy in this locker room do you think probably had the lowest Wonderlic score?
Ooh, Wonderlic. Can I say a couple?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Tom.
Tom Johnson.
Let's go. Joe Berger.
Joe Berger.
he's like the smartest person. I'm going to go JK.
J. Ron Kurtz.
And Xavier Rhodes.
And Xavier Rhodes. What guys in here do you think has the highest Wonderlic score?
Joe Berge. Sam Bradford. Case Keenum. Harrison Smith. I would say his is pretty high. I also would say Stephen Weatherly.
Stephen Weatherly.
I think his is actually super high. I feel like he's smart and things like that.
Thank you very much. All right, guys. So as you see, we've got some very smart players on this team, and we've got some not so smart players on this team. As for my answers, I also am going to say that Sam Bradford probably is the smartest guy on the team, probably had the highest Wonderlic score. As for the lowest Wonderlic score, I'm going with my man. Much love. But Xavier Rhodes. I feel like on the field, Rhodes are closed. And I feel like while taking the test, Rhodes are probably closed as well. Not that he's not a smart guy, but I just feel like, you know, he gets on planet Zay, as Jeremiah Searles would say, and yeah, it does that. So, thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week. And you've got a lot of smart guys in this room, but if you had to choose one that probably was on the lower end?
I mean, I hate to do this, but probably you. I mean,
I finally got an answer.
Yeah, I mean, you went to Texas. You obviously made some poor decisions in your life, so I'm going to probably, you know, associate that with probably having a low Wonderlic score.
I made poor decisions, yet I walked out of there with a national championship.
Got it!